It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by the Western Women's Expo over at the Rio. Boy, I wish I would have known this a long time ago. Honeymoons are out, Carla.
Yeah.
The new trend is to take many moons.
Yeah, that's cool.
Where instead of taking one long trip to celebrate your wedding, you do a bunch of short trips together.
Yeah.
It's probably a lot cheaper, too.
Yeah. Well, at least you can save up for them, mm-hmm. You know?
If you're hungry, check out Chili's. They're testing a new 1,700-calorie cheeseburger.
Oh, God.
That includes five different types of meat piled on top of each other.
How much meat do you need on a cheeseburger?
It's a half-pound beef patty topped with bacon, jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage, rib meat, and smoked brisket.
Oh, geez. Okay, come on.
Hold the pickles, though.
Yeah, didn't break. Yeah, and the Diet Coke. That's it. I'm glad. Well, we're winning at something, aren't we?
I'll take a Diet Coke and surprise.
Boy, jeez. Wow. Okay, and then just blow out the ozone layer. That's great. Hey, Amy Foster, Connecticut. She looked out her back window last week and saw a bear cub climbing onto her kid's trampoline.
Oh.
Bear was jumping up and down, actually using the trampoline for quite a few minutes, she says. And then he got into the kid's toys that were out there. And then he took off. He just wanted to have some fun. But his claws ripped through the trampoline. So, yeah. Great. Now we got to replace the trampoline.
It's always that one neighborhood kid.
Yeah, it's always the one. It's always that one bear in the neighborhood.
That wrecks it for everybody.
Jeez, man. And a woman called for help. I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often. After her son got his little toilet training seat stuck around his neck. Poor thing. This was in England. She said, I tried for 5 minutes to get it off. I couldn't get it past his ears. Put butter on it and tried to get it off and it didn't work. So she put him upside down on the sofa to see if gravity would help and push it down. That didn't help either. So she called the fire department. They had him out in about 10 minutes.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
The kid was laughing. Apparently thought it was pretty funny. But yeah, couldn't get that off even buttering his ears, Mike.
Mom buttering up the head. I don't know what's wrong.
Siri, I know it.
There's a toilet on his head.
The loo seat is stuck on my head.
Because that's what kids do with a practice potty seat.
That's exactly it. I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often. And they're just small enough, you know?
You use it for everything it's not supposed to be used for.
I sat down on one of those at a friend's house recently. I was like, what the?
Just recently.
What's going on here? Jeez, lifted the seat. That was still there. It's like, this is kind of comfortable, though. It's all cushy. This is kind of nice. It's Monday. That's your other news.